Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Tuesday. It'll be a long day for this man. Dave Boyer, White House reporter here at the Washington Times. All set. Can't wait for 9 o'clock tonight. I just know it. Right, Dave?
Oh, I love this time of year, Andy. Just love it.
I'll bet you do. All right, let's talk about what happened this morning. It appears that the president is all ready to use that pen, right?
That's right. He's, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. The president is all ready to use his executive authority. The White House announced this morning that he will announce in the State of the Union tonight that he's raising the federal minimum wage for federal contractors only. There's about 2 million workers around the country who are qualified or defined as federal contractors, and this executive order would apply to only a small percentage of them, but it would raise their hourly rates to $10.10 an hour from $7.25.
Okay, so what he's doing then is he is telling us as Americans that get ready to pony up some more money for any new contract coming in because we no longer will pay the minimum wage. We're going to pay this $10.10 for those who qualify under the contract. And let's face it, someone does have to pay it, right? It's not money that he's taking from one source and moving to another, is it?
That's right. Yeah, no, it comes out of the federal treasury. So, yeah, taxpayers are paying for this order, sure.
Yeah. Boy, nothing like extending the olive branch to start the new year, right? He's going to go to Congress tonight, and he's going to stand before 535 people. Well, more than that when you count the Supreme Court justices and all that, but nonetheless, and those in the crowd, but he is basically slapping Congress, is he not?
Oh, absolutely. He's saying, look, I'm tired of waiting around for you guys. I proposed last year in my State of the Union that we should raise the federal minimum wage. Nothing happened, so here I'm taking some step on my own that I can do without your authority, your approval. I don't need to wait for a bill to pass Congress, and that's what he's going to do. And yeah, it's already rankling, especially Republican lawmakers in Congress, and he promises to do more of the same.
He loves this in-your-face stuff. You know, he does. He really loves the in-your-face. It's almost like basketball. You can just see him on the court doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah, he's promised that this will be a quote-unquote year of action, and this thing on the federal contracting seems to announce that with a bang tonight.
Yeah. Now, he has tried to convince companies to take a look at the long-term unemployed, if I read your story correctly. When did that happen, and how's, you know, is that progressing?
Yes, it is. Actually, Obama had a cabinet meeting a couple weeks ago at the White House, his first one of the new year. And at that time, he said that he was planning to bring in CEOs from companies around the country, large, very large employers like AT&T, Dow Chemical, people like that, and to try and persuade the people who run these companies to take a second look, if you will, at for hiring purposes, at people who have been out of work more than 6 months because of the recession, you know, and the lingering effects of the recession that ended in 2009. And, of course, this affects mostly people who are over 50 years old, you know, and they've by and large, had a tougher time getting a job after they lose one. And so the president convened these CEOs, and the White House let it leak yesterday or the day before that they've come up with a pledge for these companies to sign that they agree to, you know, when they're rehiring people to take a look at the long-term unemployed and to not discriminate against them.
Okay, so what's that cost us, or we don't know?
Well, excuse me, I don't think it costs the country anything as far as tax money, but
yeah,
sorry, it's sort of like a on your honor system. It's not anything binding, but he's just trying to get it out in front of the nation's CEOs that this is something he'd like them to consider and a way to, you know, improve the employment situation.
Yeah. I want to get back to tonight. Obviously, this will be the first executive action, this whole deal with the minimum wage for federal contractors. Are there more executive orders on the way? Do you see anything, perhaps on job training or anything else?
Yeah, the White House has been intimating that the president will also come forward in the next few days or weeks with executive orders on job training, for one, and retirement security is another one I expect him to talk about tonight in a speech. We don't know exactly what that will look like, but and I think as the year goes on, you're going to be seeing him do a lot more of these.
Yeah. Looking at some recent polling information, I see that most Americans have lost confidence in this president's ability to govern. Will he address that tonight, or does that just kind of get swept under the rug?
I think the rug is a better option, yes. You know, he might refer to it obliquely as, you know, he'll say things like, I know we've still got more work to do with regard to the economy. That's sort of this White House's way of saying, yeah, we know things aren't great out there. But not for everybody anyway. But there was, for example, there was a Wall Street Journal NBC poll that came out just this morning that said 68% of the people polled believe they're not better off since President Obama took office 5-6 years ago, and that 39% of those people believe the country is in worse shape since he became president. So 63% believe the country's on the wrong track. So he's talking about, you know, he's going to have an optimistic speech tonight, but he knows he's addressing a country that is, you know, skeptical and kind of getting weary of all the talk.
Yeah. I also saw the poll that said Americans say if the government gets out of the way, that whole income inequality thing may just go away.
Right. Yeah, that's another interesting aspect of his speech tonight, because he wants to talk about closing the gap of income inequality in America, you know, bringing the rich and the poor a little closer together. But when you ask people, when you dive into these polls and ask people how you would rather do that, at least half of the public thinks that government should step out of the way to allow that to happen. And so obviously that's not Barack Obama's vision of what he needs to do to close the income gap.
Yeah. So I'm assuming right now the president is busy checking the ink in his pen and the battery in his phone, or what?
Yeah, working on that wave and the smile. They're going over they'll do one more dress rehearsal sometime today. I don't know when of the speech. And they say they're going to be working on it right up until game time, which is 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're rewriting it in a limo probably on the way over. All right. Any last-minute special guest or surprises expected for tonight, or we just have to wait and see?
You know, it strikes me that these special guests on both sides of the aisle are becoming more and more of a showpiece kind of a thing. You know, you've got the White House inviting people who are, you know, you always get the heroes, you know, so to speak, in any State of the Union address from the public, but you know, maybe they're members of the military or firefighters or something like that. But then this year you've got people who are, you know, examples of the Affordable Care Act working, you know, and being helped by the Affordable Care Act. And then you've got John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, inviting people who are, I know he's got at least one guest coming tonight who's a businessman from Ohio who's being hurt by Obamacare. You know?
Right.
So it's a show on both sides, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess if you're around tomorrow, we'll probably be talking about this show that will occur tonight at 9 o'clock. Actually, I guess fired up at about 8:30 with all the applause and, you know, the handshaking and all the other stuff that has to go on before it. But it's always fun to watch, and I know that you'll be there, and you'll be all excited about it. All right, Dave?
Oh, yes.
Have a good one. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 1252 at 1260 WRC.